Chapter 9. Yes? Zosad and his crew were finishing dinner by the time Saw led Jin into the room. She grabbed a plate for herself before everything was cleared away and ate quickly as the men started discussing the upcoming mission. The Togruta, Jari, slipped Jin the last puff cake as Saw poured out the lum for the others.
Did you hear about the T-7 ion disruptor rifles?
Zosad asked. Saw shook his head.
Nasty business. Wish we could get our hands on some. The Empire's stockpiling. Have you heard from Idrissa?
Zosad meant to slip the last question in casually, but Jin caught the sharp edge to it. The different people Saw worked with splintered off in ways she couldn't always trace.
She's working with some other group, Saw said.
Zosad snorted disapprovingly, then got up and started clearing the dishes from the table.
There's been a lot of movements around the mines. Mostly Dunium and Dolovite, Saw added.
Zosad's eyes shot to Jin, then moved quickly away.
And Kaiba crystals.
He had been there, along with his men, when Jin had fought Rhys. Saw didn't miss the dig.
Leave my daughter alone, Saw said. There was a warning in his voice.
Zosad glanced back at Saw as he set the plates by the sink. Huge dark Saw, who looked nothing like small pale Jin.
No, she's not your daughter, he said genially. And it seems strange you've got a girl here on Re with a Kaiba crystal. They're kind of rare, Saw, he added sarcastically.
Jin adjusted her scarf.
Zosad, Saw growled. I was there too, Saw, at the Wanton Wellspring.
Zosad narrowed his eyes at Jin.
He was my friend, too. Has talks too much. So are you who I think you are, little girl?
Zosad asked quietly, leaning so close that his leku brushed Jin's knees. She fought the urge to flinch away.
Because if you are, Saw's hidden a pile of credits on this miserable little planet. I told you, Saw said, right behind Zosad. She is my daughter.
He grabbed Zosad by the shoulder and yanked him around. His eyes were so narrowed that the scarred one had almost disappeared behind his squint.
Understand, he growled.
Zosad threw up his slender arms.
Perfectly. You're a lovely family, he added.
Yes, we are, Jin said, kicking the back of Zosad's right knee and making him fall to the ground.
Saw barked a laugh, and despite being knocked down, even Zosad and his crew seemed amused by Jin's little rebellion.
You don't have to worry about him, Jari whispered to Jin.
He smiled at her pleasantly, but Jin wasn't so sure of that.
So, what's the mission?
Jin asked loudly, hoping to distract everyone from the tension surrounding her true identity. Zosad got one of his other crew members, a Twi'lek named Builder, to lay out the plans.
The Empire has sent a scouting mission to some remote planets in the western reaches. They're using a civilian ship, he said,
and the holodisk showed a CCR-class pinnace.
The Empire has kept all of this very off the records, which of course means it's something they don't want us to notice. We did notice, though,
Zosad said, grinning.
It's a smaller ship, so the plan is simple enough. We intercept, board, and take the information they're hiding.
Builder pointed to the ship's connection point.
Our ship is compatible to dock with it, and will pose as an undercover Imperial ship delivering additional supplies. That's where you come in, Jin, Saw said. Think you can forge us what we'll need to convince them to let us dock?
Jin cocked her head.
Shouldn't be too hard, she said. An Imperial manifest and clearance code, yeah?
Builder nodded.
With an official document of greeting, if we need it.
I can do that.
Jin felt pride swell within her. She could do that, and easily.
She used code replicators often, stockpiling credentials for Saw and his contacts. This would require a little more finesse, but she knew she could handle the challenge. "Are we meeting up with anyone else?" Jin asked. Saw shook his head.
"Small operation. If the Empire sees us coming, the ship'll ghost, or it'll get more reinforcements. Surprise is going to be our best asset. Zosad says there's no more than 5 people aboard the pinnace, 2 of whom are surveyors and scientists."
Jin swallowed hard. Surveyors and scientists. Just like her parents.
"Rhys and his men are exploring a different lead in the Outer Rim," Saw added.
Jin had to admit that even though Rhys was a jerk, he was still useful.
"There's a factory that seems to be receiving a lot of Imperial shipments. There's a chance these 2 missions are connected. Hopefully, we can get some good information."
He shot Zosad a look, and the Twi'lek nodded solemnly.
"Can we be ready in 20?
Builder asked. Jin's stomach lurched. This was happening so quickly, but she didn't want to be the weak link on the crew. As Zosad and his men went back to their ship to prepare, Jin went to her room. She made sure the scarf Saw had given her covered her chest and the necklace. Then she added a knife to her boot, strapped her old blaster to the holster around her right thigh, and secured the truncheons on her back. Her heart raced. She hadn't left Rhys since Saw had taken her there years before, and her excitement to be included was wrapped up in her readiness to go into space again. Saw laughed when she walked out of her room.
"You're forging codes, not going into battle."
Jin's eager expression fell, and she turned back to her room. Saw dropped a heavy hand on her shoulder, stopping her.
"Better to be prepared," he said in a low, serious voice. "Let's go," Zosad called from the outpost door.
They followed the Twi'lek out to his ship. Saw had Jin stay in a jump seat in the back with the crew while he went into the cockpit with Zosad. Jin didn't like the sensation of sitting in the back with no view outside, the safety harness of the jump seat cutting into her breastbone and shoulders as she lurched around. They couldn't make the jump into hyperspace without clearing Smuggler's Run, and Zosad wasn't a smooth pilot as he navigated the asteroid belt. The shields had to deflect more than one stray rock. Jin wasn't ready for the jump when it finally came. Her stomach lurched, and she cursed under her breath. Jari shot her a sympathetic look.
"You can take that off now," Builder said, indicating the safety harness. "Even Zosad can't mess up hyperspace travel." "Don't jinx us," Jari grumbled.
Jin undid the safety harness and slid out of the jump seat. Nothing about Zosad's ship seemed comfortable or friendly. Even the flooring, made of rough metal grating, bit into the soles of her boots. Saw and Zosad emerged from the cockpit, and everyone moved to the table screwed into the floor in the common area. They each went immediately to a seat, giving Jin the impression it was old habit. She lingered until everyone else was settled, and then slid onto the edge of the bench beside Saw. It took 2 more hyperspace jumps and a bit of flying to get to the system in the western reaches where they would intercept the Imperial pinnace. Jin wondered which planet they were near. Saw hadn't been specific. He'd just said it was an ice world, which had reminded Jin of a planet she'd been to as a kid with her mother. The memory was foggy. She mostly recalled playing in the crystal-like caves, sliding over the ice. Saw didn't give her much time to linger in her daydreams. He had her working on the code replicator and the dock developer for most of the trip. When she finished, he carefully analyzed the results.
"These'll do,"
he said in a tone that made Jin feel as if she weren't good enough. But then he smiled at her, pride radiating from his eyes. Zosad returned to the cockpit, scanning the system for the Imperial undercover ship. The ship lurched so violently that Jin slid from the bench, her knee colliding painfully with the metal floor.
"I've made contact," he called back. "Give me those docks."
Saw stood up and strode toward the cockpit.
"Here's where it gets interesting,"
Jari mumbled, and his crewmates nodded grimly. Jin felt a pressure on her lungs. What would happen if her codes didn't work? She suddenly felt small and unimportant, sure that she would be the reason the mission failed.
"We're in,"
Zosad called out, his voice echoing off the metal.
"They took the bait!"